2.1 trillion gallons. That's an estimate of how much purified drinking water is lost each year across the country because of aging, leaky pipes and water mains. Fixing that infrastructure won't be cheap for states, for communities, or for residents. NPR's David Shaper tells us more from Chicago.
Danielle Gallet is standing on a point jutting out into Lake Michigan next to Chicago's huge Jardine water filtration plant. 1 billion gallons of Lake Michigan water is purified to drinking water standards here every day and then pumped to close to 5 million people in Chicago and 125 surrounding communities.
Hundreds of thousands of miles of pipes to our showers, our dishwashers, our laundry machines, and to our pitchers of water.
Gallet is the water supply program manager for the nonprofit Center for Neighborhood Technology. She says not all of that treated potable water makes it through the system. In fact, quite a bit of it is lost.
We do have a crumbling infrastructure issue. It is old.
And that can lead to major water main breaks like this one. In suburban Skokie, where on a recent warm morning, this water utility crew was pumping out water that was gushing from a burst water pipe 5 feet beneath a busy thoroughfare.
We replaced 6 feet of main here, 10-inch main. There's the piece we took out, if you want to take a look at it. See how pitted, see the golf ball size holes in it.
And what's that from?
That's just from age, right? Just from old age.
Yeah, any idea how long this?
How old this is?
Yeah.
And any idea how old this main is?
70 years, probably.
That's Perry Gabuzzi. He and his peers across the country have been busy replacing broken water pipes, many of them 70, 90, and even more than 100 years old. Again, Danielle Gallet.
The infrastructure and the massive investment that our grandparents, great-grandparents, some of us our great-great-grandparents put in is coming to the end of its useful life, and the bill has come due on our watch.
LA's group and the Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning recently studied just how much water is lost here. The agency's Tim Loftus says the Chicago area alone is losing 22 billion gallons of water a year.
We figured that that could fill the residential needs of about 700,000 people in a year. That's a big city. That's a year's worth of residential water use.
Nationwide, the amount of water that is lost each year is estimated to top 2 trillion gallons. That's about 14 to 18%, one-sixth of the water we treat. And it's not just water that's going down the drain, but billions of dollars, too, because utilities can't charge customers for water that is lost before it gets to them. But fixing the nation's water systems isn't going to be cheap.
Our estimates are that this is a trillion-dollar program.
That's David LaFrance, CEO of the American Water Works Association. And yes, he said $1 trillion, with a T.
About half of that $1 trillion will be to replace existing infrastructure. The other half will be putting in the ground new infrastructure to serve population growth.
Across the country, many communities are raising water rates, some in the double and triple digits, to begin addressing the problem. And several, including the entire states of California and Maine, are asking voters next week to approve massive bond initiatives to fund water infrastructure improvements. But some government spending watchdogs are skeptical.
Anytime somebody tells me that we have to spend more money, I'm going to look at who is telling me that and do they have an interest in it.
Steve Ellis of Washington-based Taxpayers for Common Sense says water utilities stand to gain from massive water infrastructure spending, as does the American Society of Civil Engineers, which coincidentally gives the nation's water infrastructure a barely passing grade of D. Ellis says that doesn't mean spending on water infrastructure isn't needed, provided there's enough oversight and conservation. Meanwhile, the water pipes keep leaking. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.